Korean quilt. Oh, Richie Rich, a little baby. Oh, how are you feeling? Oh. You've been a little under the weather lately. Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. I've been taking all my medication as prescribed. Thanks for asking, Anna. Ooh.
Well, you know I care. And how do you feel now?
Great. In fact, a lot better, 많이 좋아졌어요.
So that's our key phrase for today, is it? I'm a lot better. 많이 좋아졌어요.
Indeed it is, young lady. Now, imagine telling someone after a battle with a certain sickness that you're feeling much better. Well, that's today's phrase exactly. 많이 좋아졌어요.
Now, we've seen 많이 many times before, no pun intended, but what's up with the last part, Richard?
좋아졌어요? Mm-hmm. Well, here the adjective 좋다 is combined with a suffix that means to become or to get. 좋았어요. Even though there's no subject in the sentence, we can assume it's the speaker saying I, as in I'm much better, for the statement. How about we go over it a few more times, Anna?
Okay.
All right, so slower here. I'm much better. 많이 좋아졌어요.
많이 좋아졌어요.
Or a little bit more naturally, I'm much better. 많이 좋아졌어요.
많이 좋아졌어요. But Richard, does this phrase only get used in situations when you're talking about someone's health?
Excellent question as always, Anna. And the answer, thankfully, is no. It's used in a wide array of situations, just as the English translation is. For example, Anna, how is your studying of Arabic coming along these days? I know you've worked hard on it.
I have, and you're right. 많이 좋아졌어요. My Arabic's a lot better. How about your Russian, Richard?
It's really coming along, thanks. 많이 좋아졌어요.
Excellent. Well, that's it for us today on Korean Quilt. We'll be back next time.
So until then, use the force and study hard. See you later.
Bye.